My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin discusses bikini pics and the future with his scammer Belinda. Then we move on to Joe Curry's, a.k.a. Dick Eldorado scammer Mavis Mills. So listen and enjoy.
I go, none of this is reasonable. The reasonable train left many months ago when you thought you could find love pretending to be something you were not. Oh. And when I fell for it. This is not reasonable, but this is our reality.
Oh, God.
What?
You're just a sentence ago. I'm sorry. I'm not. This is bizarre. I'm feeling bad for it. But just a sentence ago, you're like, now you're there at a funeral. I'm going to back off. For now, we're all happy, smappy. And then you're like, oh, yeah, well, the reasonable train left a long, long time ago because you were lying to me. And blah, blah. You're right back into interrogation mode a second after you said you're going to lay.
Yeah, it's a mind screw, stupid.
I know.
That's what they do to Marx.
I know.
I love you, now give me my money. I love you, now we have issues. It's the same game.
That's true.
I'm not here for romance. If I'm not leaving my wife for a hot chick I can obtain, I'm gonna leave my wife for a hot chick I can't obtain. I mean, come on now.
Hold on a second. I'm my head is fuzzy.
You want to know something? A week ago I'd be like, yeah, and I see your point.
I go, I just remembered I have bikini pictures coming my way.
Oh.
She goes, it's reasonable for us to be clear with ourselves before we talk about the future. That's what I mean. I go, yes, that's true. She goes, yeah, I also remembered you will be giving me some pics of you. You have a good memory, which is means there's some sort of consistency here.
Yes.
I will have to look for some. I should be able to find you something. Most of my pics are pictures that people take when I'm on stage and send to me because I want to use something that's already out there in the public.
Yeah, yeah.
She goes, oh, no, I want new ones. Take some for me because I'll be doing the same.
Oh.
You want new ones? You're a pain in my ass, LOL. Okay, I will. But you'll promise me bikini pics since December. So make with the photos, pretty lady.
Ooh.
She goes, okay, no problem, but I also want mine. I go, why? I'm an old fat guy, remember? She laughs. She goes, you are my cute guy. Remember, she likes me.
Yes.
You know, she's at least, you know, she said she liked me when she saw me.
So you're going to do the banana hammock pictures?
You took the picture.
I know.
You took the picture.
Oh, I know the picture. No banana hammock. Relax, Joe.
Sans banana hammock, Joe. All me. Yeah, we didn't need a big camera. Anyway.
When was this?
Months ago.
Really?
Yeah, he did a gig. You weren't there. And I went to see him, and we were chatting afterwards. And he was like, just take a picture of this.
It was darkly lit. I didn't want to give her anything too good.
Yeah.
It
was a phone picture, and it was just, like, darkly lit. And it was just... you could tell it's him, but it's really not very clear.
Ah, good, good. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
It was good.
I don't want
good,
my
good.
Pictures winding up on, like, you know, scamming somebody.
Right.
Next thing you know, my stupid head in a military outfit. Don't want that. I go, well, when you flatter me, how could I possibly not do what you ask? I guess the video chat changed your opinion of what I look like. She goes, not really, because I didn't think you were that fat. I wanted you to exercise because it's good for you, for your health.
Oh, yeah. Now I see how that works on guys, because that works really well on chicks, let me tell you. I just want you to be healthy. Fuck you.
I thought it was sincere. You guys are mean. She goes, but you were cute all the same. I go, well, thank you. I'm the whipped cream to your chocolate.
So what a stomach would look like.
Yep.
Joe's world.
Yep.
Her leg.
After a night of, eh. She smiles. I go, I always thought you were pretty. When I saw you in VidChat, I became a bit more aware of your assets. She goes, well, I didn't know I had that much assets, but thank you all the same.
Oh, yeah, you do.
You're welcome. Kind of distracted me for the rest of that day, LOL. Really? Wow, I didn't know that, she says. Well, I go, well, I have to be careful how many compliments I give you. You might get all cocky on me, but yep, you're a sexy girl. At least a little I have seen of you. She says, thank you. I go, welcome. Definitely the type of the girl that looks good on a guy's arm.
He likes chocolate ice cream, especially two scoops.
I do. Well, yeah, those are nice scoops. She goes, I go, and then I go, you look better in my bed, little devil face.
Yeah, nice.
She goes, how do you know that? Really? I go, my imagination. Stupid.
Yeah, buzzkill.
My imagination. Only long drives to comedy shows. I have time to think about how it might be. She goes, and how did you see it in your imagination? I go, do you really want me to tell you? It was kind of hot. She goes, do you think I should know? I go, that's up to you. Depends if you want to know what I imagine sometimes. Although it was nothing like me being your pet. Pet sex.
Oh, God, the pet sex.
She goes, okay, then I guess I should know. I go, okay.
Oh, because she was loving the pet sex.
She goes, yeah. I go, then she goes, hon, I have some work to do. We're back in a couple hours. Will you be here for long?
No.
I go, what type of work are you doing? She goes, I have to pack some chairs and bottles, the visitors use. Will cost us financially if they get lost. Kind of helping Rita to do it.
How many bottles do you have? Where are you going to go into bankruptcy?
I don't know.
I know. Really? It's 5 cents a bottle?
Yeah.
What are you, a bag lady now?
I go, okay, it's late there. Be careful. She goes, okay, see you in a bit.
It's just bottle deposit to worry about?
Yeah, really.
I'd like to deposit something in her. But I'm all talk. I suck.
Yeah.
I really suck.
No, you did the right thing.
Shall we go see how Mavis is doing?
Yes.
Is it after the interrogation?
Yeah. She's still standing?
Meanwhile.
Back in the hut. All right. This is March 3rd. I had not heard from her in a couple of days.
Oh. She's licking her wounds.
Yeah. She goes, hi. I just want you to know that if you don't want me to get together with your friend, tell me because I don't know what else you want me to say to you. I go, it's not that I don't want you to. I need to know exactly what has gone on. She goes, I've said everything, but looks like it is not enough. I go, how did you get Belinda's information in May? Because remember, that's months before they met.
Oh.
Before they say they met.
Before they say they met.
Yeah. She goes, I don't know her. Just the profile there before I met her. I go, that makes no sense. Use profiles with both her real name and her fake name, which was Agnes Arete.
Yeah.
She goes, I never made a profile with Belinda's name. Oh. I only made with a Mavis and Agnes. I go, would you like me to send you the link?
And she's saying, dick.
She goes, yeah, because I'm confused. So I sent her the link. I sent her two links.
Good.
She goes, I don't know those. Sorry. I go, they're both pictures of a girl you use. One is signed Mavis, even though it has Belinda's name.
Idiot. You can't remember your name like seconds after you post something.
Joey, what are you thinking of this at this moment?
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.